But if you were to wear a keffiyeh to an airport, then you're suddenly, you're free to wear the keffiyeh, but somebody might kick you out of a place because you're wearing that, because your support to the Palestinians.
I think, honestly, if you wear a keffiyeh into an airport in the U.S., you're asking for some extra consideration, some extra attention, and some not-so-delicate handling.
Additional searches.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to Salamat.
How's that possible?
You know, we just keep talking, and then the half hour just kind of goes away.
We need to just do a quiet show one day. Just meditate for half an hour, see how long that'll last.
Yeah, dead air for half an hour.
Would it last more than 30 minutes? Hard to say.
Anyway, you have been listening to Salamat, your weekly tour of Arab and Arab-American affairs, news,
food.
Art,
did we miss the
culture,
food segment?
Music. Well, no, we talked about it. Starvation in Gaza. Ain't no food in Gaza. No, that's our food segment. There is no food to be had in Gaza.
We hope to have some relief in sight, and we hope to be able to share with you the food segment again, which we have put on hiatus for a while again.
Stay tuned for the Pachyderm Parade coming up next here on WORT 89.9 FM. In the meantime, we bid you farewell by saying, as always, in Arabic,
Assalamu alaikum.
In English, peace be upon you.
Shime, imi, rume esrai, shime, imi, rume esrai, shime, imi, rume esrai.
Make Music Madison is back on June 21st for the 13th annual day of free outdoor live music across the city. Here's how you can get involved. Online registration for musicians to participate and venues to schedule events is open through June 1st at makemusicmadison.org. All genres and styles of music are welcome, and there are no age limits or skill levels required. The Make Music Madison website is used to match artists who need a stage with venues who seek performers. At noon on June 20th, matchmaking ends and all shows must be confirmed in the system. Again, advance registration for venues and musicians at makemusicmadison.org closes at 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, June 1st. And mark your calendars for Make Music Day on Saturday, June 21st. Bringing you a variety of music every day of the year, this is WORT Madison.
Praise the Lord, Redeemer lives.
This theme could only mean one thing. The Pachyderm Parade. Who's in the studio today? Who turned the lights off? I can't see.
Mariam
and Johanna.
Welcome back, Mariam and Johanna. Thank you so much for producing and collecting the ideas and the songs for the show. And it looks like some of you, maybe all of you, 100% of you, are snacking on something. Yes. We're turning this into feeding and radio. I love the combination. And we're living on the edge here, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to 89.9 FM. And this show, in particular, is assigned to the team in question because it is the last. Is it the last Sunday? What Sunday do you come? I know the show's every Sunday, but you're not here every Sunday. So this is your Sunday rotation. Thank you so much. I know it's a beautiful day out.
Yes, it's so nice.
And you would have rather, if you were not in the studio, what would you be? What would you be doing?
Outside.
Singing, playing. Dancing, playing on swings.
Yeah.
I would be all outside of the above? And mm-hmm. probably just enjoying the warm weather.
Okay. We can still enjoy the warm weather indoors mm-hmm. for the next half hour. But I'm going to start playing some songs that Mariam picked earlier.
Yep.
And then we'll see if our listeners can guess what the theme is. Don't tell them. Keep it quiet. Okay, so our listeners can discern. Hopefully, they will know what we're talking about from the song and the theme that's going on.
I gotta face up to the fact I'm so hungry, need a snack. I can't think, my legs are jelly. I need something to fill my belly well. Grilled cheese sandwich, cook for me. Use a lot of butter. Yum, 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 yum.
Really, what are you eating back there? Is that, are those sandwiches? No, bagel. Never mind. Well, we have to find out what the source of the food is.
You hit the pan up, then you got it sizzling. You get it real hot to make it extra crispy, yeah. When I want something cheesy, it's my favorite meal.
Cheesy.
Flip it once.
Is it pizza?
Or I flip it again. Grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, grilled cheese sandwich.
Use
now I see.
It's a butter. Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum. Oh, grilled cheese sandwich. Cook for me. Use la. It's a butter. Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum.
Oh, fromage.
Ce que j'espérais, fromage à toi. Le fromage, c'est moi.
Fromage is cheese in French.
Mm-hmm.
So you're eating bagels. We're talking about cheese. Is that cream cheese on the bagels?
Yeah.
But you didn't melt it.
Blue cheese bread. Cheese sandwich, cook for me. Use la butter. Yum 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 yum. Oh 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 oh.
Ay 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 ay.
You like the mozzarella. You like the blue. You like the gorgonzola.
I like it too. You like the monster, you like the breed, you like the cheddar. It's all good to me when a grilled cheese sandwich cooked for me uses the butter. Yum 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 yum.
I think this is a Psycho Killer Qu'est-ce que c'est? It's the original song. Oh no. Another one.
That's what I'm talking about.
With a snack, could be a meal, but a grilled cheese sandwich. The previous song was Jimmy J, and it was called the grilled cheese sandwich. But he named a lot of cheeses. What is your favorite cheese? Who's on mic two?
Probably
Johanna. Any cheese that's delicious?
Probably cheddar cheese. It's cheddar? My favorite.
True Wisconsinite. Mariam, what is your favorite cheese? Let me see if I turn your mic on. Up. Any cheese?
Maybe.
Not the Swiss.
Cheddar, yeah.
Cheddar too.
Cheddar.
And then I think for melted grilled cheese sandwich, I think cheddar would be great.
Yeah.
Slices, butter spread them.
Oh, this is how to assemble this.
Melting with them. Onto the pan, it starts to toast. Grilled cheese is what we love the most.
Starting to see a pattern here.
Yeah.
Mariam, I think we have You have an idea why you picked those sandwiches?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is it? What's going on?
National Grilled Cheese Month, right?
Yep.
Is that what she said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I hear you. We got the mic position. National Grilled Cheese Month is the month of April. You are correct. So it's not just because you're snacking on cheese. Was that cream cheese? That's also a form of cheese.
Yeah.
And looking at the national holidays for food, today is the 27th, I believe. I think there's a national Devil Dog Day or National Prime Rib Day.
Huh.
And interestingly enough, the month of April is also national. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Stop Food Waste Day.
Yay!
Yay!
Which is coming up. Are you celebrating wasting food? I'll tell you what that day is. It is a day, the last Wednesday of the month. Happens to be, I believe, let's see. Let me see if I can find some factoids about. Do you know that the last Wednesday in April, which is, I think, did it happen or coming up? Let's see, the 27th is coming up this week.
I'm pretty sure it's this week.
Apparently, some 37, this is over a third of food waste happens in the home here in America. So why do we waste so much food? Ask yourself the challenging question. Why is that, do you know?
Huh.
When do you waste food? Do I throw it away?
When it's rotten. Or,
yeah?
Scraps it, after meals.
That's right. So those are both things that we can avoid by just put on your plate as much as you think you're going to eat. If you buy too much food because you think you're going to all eat it all in one day and you don't, especially if you think, hey, the pizza's on sale, I'm just going to order a big extra, 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 extra large one.
I think that's a thing.
That may take you a few. I like this jazzy, saucy number. Did you pick this one? Nice. It's the Jazz Deluxe playing their fabulous jazzy cut called Grilled Cheese Sandwich. So you have one thing we can do is buy just as much food or put on your plate just as much as
you're gonna eat.
As you think you're gonna eat, and if you have some for a recipe, buy exactly that unless you can save it. So perishable foods and leftovers are lost. They go back. You can put them in the fridge and then they'll go bad in a couple of days. It would be too late. And then you do that. One thing you can do with food scrap instead of putting it in the garbage is start a compost pile.
Yeah, we have a compost pile at home, and I think it really helps. Plus, we get nutrients for our garden.
That's right. And then make sure that when you do a compost bin, do not invite insects to it.
Trash.
So make sure it's covered. And don't mix trash with the compost.
Yeah, definitely don't.
I know raccoons. We have a couple of raccoons that love to go in there and find some leftover stuff. So that's called responsible usage of food. And then one other thing is food waste happens not just at home, but in the stores. A lot of the stuff in the store that goes to waste because it's not the perfect apple, so I'm not going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens then? If you don't buy it, and the next person doesn't buy it, and another person doesn't buy it, then it ends up being left on the shelf for a while, and the store owner ends up throwing it in the garbage. So slightly blemished food. And don't buy rotten food from the store, but if you if you have an orange that's not perfect, it's okay. I think if the imperfection is on the skin, you can peel it off. I'm sure that So be more cognizant of that. That's nice. I'm glad you're thinking of stuff. And if you some foods lend themselves to being frozen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You bought a pack of strawberries and you had some and there's some left. And their strawberries are, you know, they're very fragile. They're known to go fungus real quick.
Yes.
So what do? You freeze them.
Yes.
When they're washed, you take the cap off and freeze them. And what happens is that you save them for a smoothie.
Oh, yeah.
Smoothie next day, you make it some, make some jam.
Ooh, yes.
What delicious. Is jam? Jam. Oh, I just said toe jam. Oh. What is jam? Who can tell me what jam is?
It's something you put on bread.
It's like good. Mashed up fruit and sugar.
Sweetened with, sure, some kind of a sweet product. Mm-hmm. It could be sugar. It could be sugar in the raw. It could be some maple syrup. Something that would, that adding sugar to it makes it more, it gives it additional life. You live longer in sugar. Yummy. And then you can... Then you can preserve it that way. So a jam or a preserve or jelly of some kind. And you know the difference between a jam and jelly?
One is more
jelly janky? Has more gelatinous in it, hence the name. So it has some kind of a pectin or something that makes it spreadable. How was your snack? See, you're both done with your snacks. Can we do a radio show now?
Yes.
We are listening to You Are My Sunshine.
You truly loved me, that no one else could come between. But now you left me to love another. You have shattered all of my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away.
I like that one. Mm-hmm. And how about this one? I think it's a great recommendation. From Jammy J, which we heard the
You can buy the sandwich. You can buy the chip.
You can bite the sandwich.
You can chew bubblegum. Smack it up with your lips. You can bite an apple. You can bite it again. But don't ever bite your friend. Don't bite your friend.
Don't bite your friend.
Don't bite your friend.
Don't bite
Good
your
advice.
Friend.
Don't bite your friend.
Don't bite your friend.
Don't bite your friend.
Don't bite your friend.
If you bite your friend,
don't bite your friend.
They'll run away.
Don't bite your friend.
You'll be sad and in big trouble.
Oh yeah.
Little bitty boy on the playground. His friend ran by. Knocked him down. Little boy got mad. Then he started to shout. Then he bit his friend. Oh. Now he's in timeout.
Oh.
So don't bite your friend.
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 If you bite your friend,
don't bite your friend.
They'll run away.
Don't bite your friend.
You'll be sad, sad.
Well, that's a good reason not to bite your friends. I can think of many other reasons why not to bite your friends, in addition to being put in timeout.
Yeah.
The timeout in itself is pretty sad.
Sandwiches are beautiful, sandwiches are fine. I like sandwiches.
We're back to the sandwich theme with the last few minutes of the show remaining.
If I had 100 sandwiches, I'd eat them all at once. A roaming and a traveling and wandering along. And if you care to listen to me, I will sing a happy song. I will not ask a favor, I will not ask a fee. But if you have yourself a sandwich, won't you give a bite to me? once I went to England and visited the Queen. I swear she was the grandest lady that I've ever seen. I told her she was beautiful and could not ask for more. She handed me a sandwich and she threw me out the door. Sandwiches are beautiful, sandwiches are fine. I like sandwiches, I eat them all the time. I eat them for my supper, I eat them for my lunch. And if I had 100 sandwiches, I'd eat them all at once. I knew a pretty girl, fairest in the land. All the young men in the county was asking for her hand. They'd offer her the moon and they would offer her the sea. But I offered her a sandwich and she said she'd marry me. Now a sandwich may be egg or cheese or even peanut butter, but they all taste so good to me, it really doesn't matter. Jam or ham or cucumber, just any kind will do. But I like sandwiches, how about you? Sandwiches are beautiful, sandwiches are fine. I like sandwiches, I eat them all the time. I eat them for my supper, I eat them for my lunch. And if I had 100 sandwiches, I'd eat them all at once.
Eat them all for what we just talked about. No food waste. Why would he eat 100 sandwiches at once?
Yeah, maybe he just loves them.
And I think he forgot the main snack of the day, the main food of the day, the main meal of the day, which is the three or four snacks scattered throughout the day. Yeah, I found some more food facts about the how much food waste goes in the U.S.
Huh.
4.8 billion. Dollars
billion.
Worth
wow.
of food is yes grown on 18% of American farmland here in the U.S. with 4 trillion tons of water. That's what's being thrown out when we don't eat everything that is available to us to enjoy.
Yeah, guys, don't waste your food.
It's pretty sad. Well, when you look at the numbers, it's just overwhelming of how many.
You really don't think about it.
Until it hits you when you see the numbers. Mm-hmm. So globally, the U.S. globally is not a, we are responsible for a lot of waste because we are considered an affluent community. And people around the world who are more stressed as far as food security are more likely to not waste as much because they, you know, it's very valuable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. What's this one? Oh, that's
down
her.
By the banks of the hanky panky where the bullfrogs jump from bank to banky with the flam, 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 flam. Jump from a lily pad and go, flam, go!
This song somehow made its way to us. And the April 22nd was Earth Day.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do to celebrate Earth Day other than walking on Earth?
well,
the school was in and had some kind of an activity.
Yeah. Not really, but we still talked about it
and recognized it.
The weather. Talk about, so not just for one day. I think we need to talk about the Earth every day of the 322 days. 342, 312 days. How many days in a year?
65. Yes.
That's my final offer. Take it or leave it.
Well, except if it's a leap year.
Yeah.
Then it's 520 then days. How much does a leap year cost me?
65.
When we look at our impact, humanity's impact on the Earth, it's quite phenomenal. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've been part of the Pachyderm Parade. This was, I'm glad you shared with us the knowledge. This has been very informational, educational. Thank you so much, girls. And I feel like we owe our listeners an explanation. What was what just happened in the last half hour? What's the name of the show?
Pachyderm Parade.
And we ask friends to join us again next Sunday when they hear this theme going on. But until then, we say,
boo boy.
That's a good one.
Bye.
Thank you, Johanna and Mariam, for hosting the Pachyderm Parade.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for the Best of Gospel. Until then, meanwhile, there's the the theme. Is this the theme song? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Up, two, three, four, keep it up.
You're listening to 89.9 WORT FM Madison. This is the best of gospel. I'm your host, A&T the Hope Boy. I want to say happy Easter, happy Resurrection Sunday. Some people might not even know what that is, but that's okay. If you're tuned into the best of gospel, you'll get an idea of what it is, right? And Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, whatever you want to call it. For Christians, it is the third day that Jesus rose. And so for Christians, right, Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday is good news. And so I'm here to bring you some more good news with this gospel music we're going to play. So I appreciate y'all tuning in with us, hanging out with us every Sunday. But we're going to get into the gospel because it's good news. So whether you're doing Easter eggs or whether you're doing church service with your nice clothes, it's a beautiful day. So let's get into some good news with some beautiful music. The best of gospel. Let's go.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done.